Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 2nd. You'll be interested to know, 83 years ago, today in 1942, Enrico Fermi and his team achieved the first controlled chain reaction inside a graphite pile beneath the university, proving that sustained nuclear fission could be harnessed safely for research and energy exploration. The milestone opened a new era of scientific possibility, demonstrating that careful experimental design could unlock enormous power for peaceful applications and future technological advances. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3+ feet. Conditions should hold steady at 2 to 4 feet until midday, then build to 3 to 4 feet. Winds are offshore at 3 miles per hour now, but will shift to sideshore by late morning. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 5-foot outgoing high tide, when the west-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 19 seconds. And the offshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 6.5 feet, just before 6:30 a.m., followed by a -1-foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Expect clean conditions on Wednesday with waves at 3 to 4 feet and light winds from the southeast. Thursday sees a drop to 1 to 2 feet, remaining clean but less exciting. Friday holds steady at 1 to 2 feet with fair conditions, but the fun factor diminishes compared to earlier in the week. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 48 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:43. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 65 and a light west-southwest breeze around 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 51 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 62 and an east-southeast breeze around 5 mph. Thursday through Saturday remain sunny with highs around 64 to 65 and mostly clear nights in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Ronan Zargaroff, an attorney based in L.A., has been accused by the California State Bar of fabricating an urgent investigation by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, targeting his client Patty Lou's toy business in downtown L.A., prompting her to pay him tens of thousands of dollars for fictitious services. Zargaroff's license is currently suspended, and the State Bar Court has recommended his disbarment after finding he misled Lou, who was left with significant financial losses. George Cardona, chief trial counsel of the State Bar of California, emphasized the importance of vetting attorneys, particularly in immigration cases, to avoid scams like Zargaroff's. Court documents reveal that Zargaroff falsely claimed fees for non-existent services, including charging Lou for dismissing her daughter from a case in proceedings that do not exist. Now on to sports. Lane Kiffin's contract with Louisiana State University includes a unique clause that allows him to receive a bonus payment based on Ole Miss's college football playoff success. Kiffin's agreement, which spans 7 years, pays him $13 million annually. He will earn the same college football playoff bonus from Louisiana State University that he would have if he remained with Ole Miss. The bonus begins at $150,000 for a first-round game and could reach $1 million if Ole Miss wins the national championship. If fired without cause, he would receive 80% of his remaining salary. And last night on Monday Night Football, Drake May passed for 2 touchdowns, with Marcus Jones achieving a 94-yard punt return for a touchdown, as the New England Patriots became the first NFL team to reach 11 wins this season, defeating the New York Giants 33-15. This marked the Patriots' 10th consecutive win, making it the franchise's longest streak since winning 10 straight games in 2015. Coach Mike Vrabel also became the third coach since 1970 to achieve a win streak of 10 or more games in his first season with a team. In local sports, last night, the Phoenix Suns snapped the Lakers' 7-game winning streak with a decisive 125-108 victory. Dillon Brooks led the Suns with 33 points, while Colin Gillespie contributed 16 of his career high 28 points in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker scored 11 points before exiting the game due to a right groin injury. Gillespie hit a career best 8 3-pointers, helping Phoenix overcome 22 Lakers turnovers and build a 21-point lead. LeBron James scored 10 points, extending his streak of scoring in double digits to 1,297 consecutive regular season games. In top news, Aiden Toner Rogers, a 27-year-old graduate student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, rapidly gained attention in economics with his influential paper on artificial intelligence's impact on workplaces. However, concerns arose when a computer scientist questioned the study's authenticity. Despite his promising start, Toner Rogers was later disavowed by MIT and left the institution. Mentors expressed disbelief at the extent of his deception, as he seemingly fabricated the entire study. In the wake of the scandal, MIT is discussing ways to improve research integrity among graduate students. Toner Rogers admitted to faking a data use agreement, claiming it was a major error. In business news, Costco Wholesale Corporation joined a growing list of businesses suing the Trump administration to ensure eligibility for refunds if the United States Supreme Court strikes down the president's tariffs policy. This major warehouse club chain filed a lawsuit in the United States Court of International Trade on November 28th, prompted by uncertainty over refund guarantees for businesses paying duties. Costco argues for immediate court intervention, as Customs and Border Protection denied its request to extend tariff determination finalization. The Supreme Court heard arguments on tariffs on November 5th, and justices seemed skeptical during discussions. The ongoing tariff policies have disrupted retail, raising prices and hampering consumer purchasing power. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to just over $87,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $2,800. And XRP is down 1% to $2.02. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists may have solved why this ancient, advanced civilization vanished. Climate data offers clues to what might have happened to people of the Indus River Valley and how that might relate to our own warming world. At its peak, this civilization featured gridded streets, multi-story brick homes, and flush toilets. They traded gold, precious stones, and items, such as bronze carts along the waterways. A study published in the journal Communications Earth and Environment found that four intense droughts reduced rainfall, which probably caused residents to relocate frequently. The research highlights the importance of proactive planning and resilient agricultural systems in a warming world. And in entertainment news, Zootopia 2 roared to a record-smashing $272 million opening in China, ranking as the sixth biggest in history. It opened to $116 million across its first 2 days, reaching $270 million through Sunday, according to Artisan Gateway. The debut is the highest animated opening ever in China for a non-local release. After just 5 days, Zootopia 2 became the highest-grossing non-local animated film of all time in the market. China's weekend box office reached $229 million, significantly up from the previous weekend's $44 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American physicist and Nobel laureate, Richard Feynman. And he said, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.